We're days into a new month, and Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force warns that we're also in a new phase of the pandemic.
What we're seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread. It's into the rural as equal urban areas. And to everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus.
Birx told CNN that no matter where people live, they should wear a face mask and practice social distancing. Today, President Trump called her pathetic in a tweet. Joining us now is NPR's Eric Whitney, who's keeping an eye on the latest news about COVID-19 around the country. Hi, Eric.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, we just heard Dr. Birx mention the spread in rural areas. Give us more details about where we're seeing spikes in rural parts of this country.
So I'm based in Montana. It's a mostly rural state. And like a lot of rural states, we've had very low numbers until about June. And since then, we're seeing our overall case count grow exponentially following rollbacks on restrictions on businesses and visitors. Last week, we saw a construction site at a mountain resort here blow up with more than 100 positive cases. I know there's people in tourist towns who are really concerned about all the out-of-state plates they're seeing across many states. Their frontline workers there are concerned about being exposed to the virus. A reporter in Tennessee tells me the outbreak there has now moved beyond Nashville and Memphis and become widespread across much of the state. And I think that's also the case in a lot of southern states with high infection rates like Mississippi and Alabama. Still pretty common to see big spikes in rural places with big meatpacking plants or other agricultural operations where people work closely together. Jails and prisons are often located in rural areas, and we're seeing spikes there too.
When you mentioned some of the states that are in the South, in fact, six of the top seven states in terms of the new cases are in the South, the other being California. Are things starting to level off at all in those states that have seen spikes in recent weeks?
Well, California's daily case count has dropped from a peak on July 25th of more than 10,000 new cases a day to about 6,400 yesterday. You know, that's good news, but it's far from assured that trend will continue. And 6,400 cases a day is still huge. That can spawn a lot of new spread. You know, Arizona has seen a more sustained drop recently. The state's weekly average of new cases has been going down since early July. But health officials in Arizona and even that state's conservative governor, Doug Ducey, are not saying that they're out of the woods yet. Governor Ducey paused his previous plans to continue broad reopening. Hospitals in Arizona have been strained. That's eased a little bit, but it's not over yet. And then if you look at test positivity rates in many southern states like Florida and South Carolina, they're often in the double digits. Mississippi's test positivity rate is over 20%. Georgia's is more than 12%. And public health officials say that anything over a 5% positivity rate is concerning. So I don't think we can say that things are leveling off in southern states.
Where are things improving in this country at this point?
In the Northeast, there are seven states in the District of Columbia that have seen things improve since spring. You know, they've successfully driven their new daily case counts down, often pretty dramatically. You know, New York is notable there, also New Jersey and Massachusetts. But again, there's no guarantee that those flattened curves are going to stay flat. You know, the health reporter there in Boston, Martha Biebinger, has told me that she's got real concerns about numbers going up in Massachusetts as restrictions there have loosened up. And we're also starting to see some uptick in cases in northeastern states in recent days.
What is going on, Eric, in terms of lockdown measures? You know, we've heard people say we might have to do something beyond just having everybody wear a mask. But has anybody been actually doing that and locking things back down?
Not broadly on a statewide basis. You know, restrictions and rollbacks are literally all over the map across the country and even within states. I think most notably, Alabama's governor has just extended her state's mask mandate through the end of this month. You know, she had resisted imposing statewide restrictions until the middle of July. Overall, in the last couple of weeks, it looks like some measures have been taken in about 10 states. Kentucky has reduced indoor dining limits from 50% to 25% capacity. The governor in Kentucky is saying, quote, he will not let us become an Alabama or a Florida or an Arizona. Michigan has closed bars in the northern part of the state and reduced indoor gathering limits there. And even in states without statewide mandates, it's pretty common to see cities or smaller jurisdictions rolling back their own reopenings or imposing restrictions on their own. As I said, Arizona hasn't done a statewide mask mandate, but reporters there tell me nearly every local jurisdiction now has one, and they're taking measures to try to control the spread.
That is NPR's Eric Whitney. Eric, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.